This is the Afternoon Brief on High FM with Michael McKenna. Focused reporting, sharp analysis, and the local stories shaping our lives. Daily updates in a fast-paced world.
As we look at our democracy, is only as strong as the people who participated. Yet election after election, one trend continues to worry political analysts and civil society alike, and that's young people who are voting in lower numbers than previous generations. Some say they're disillusioned. Others believe they simply don't see politics making a difference in their lives. But here's the reality. The decisions made by government affects everything. Jobs, education, housing, transport, healthcare, even the cost of living and all these hurdles we have to tackle every day. So, young people, come on board. Let us hear your take on this. If you don't vote, you are giving away one of the most powerful tools you have to reshape the country. Well, joining us now is someone who spent years working with young people, advocating for social justice and encouraging civic participation. I'm looking forward to chatting to Akhlile Notjiwala, a Cape Town councillor, social activist and a unique voice in our politics through the cooperation between the Good Party and Rise Mzansi. Akhlile, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon and thank you for having me.
Oh, great to have you on board and thanks for taking the time to join us. I mean, every election we're hearing that young people are the future of South Africa, yet many don't register to vote. So what is your take on this? Why do you think so many young South Africans have disengaged themselves from the political process?
One, our political system has failed South Africans, not only young people in general, and that's a reality that we can't run away from. But in order for us to fix that failure, we can't run away from the political system. We have to be involved in the political system in order for us to fix it. I think the second reason is that young people also don't see themselves reflected in politics. Because we still have many older people occupying positions of power, not wanting to let go, not wanting to open a space for newer, younger people to take leadership. And that then reflects in other young people not seeing themselves reflected. And that's something that we need to work on. And that's something that all political parties need to focus on. And make sure that young people are given leadership positions as well, and we are going to be able to get more. And I think for me the third reason would be in that the public participation spaces are also not welcoming enough. Because when you don't participate in politics, and I'm not talking about party political participation, I'm talking about just public participation. When you don't participate on a daily basis in politics, you won't really care what happens at the end of the day. And if we don't make sure that there's enough spaces that young people are involved, political education and participation, then more young people at the end of the day are going to realize they will know that there needs to be change and that they must vote for that change to happen.
Akhlile, when I introduced you, I did so as a Cape Town councillor, social activist. You have a unique voice in South African politics through the cooperation between the Good Party and Rise Mzansi. Now, on that status, what programs or events or, shall we say, gatherings are you perhaps involved in to at least sway, you know, the younger people in terms of their thinking regarding the importance of the vote, besides now getting on board political parties? Have you been involved in any such programs? I'm curious.
Yeah, so one of the things that I've done with some of the people that I work with is firstly to understand that we need to sometimes we need to go to where young people are, because there's this mindset for political parties to want to always invite young people in spaces that they're not necessarily used to. And in that way, we've tried to get young people to participate in elections through soccer. I have a soccer team that I started with a friend, and it's called Role Models, and we try and educate young people because we're wanting to get young role models so that they can influence others. And through that, what we've done during elections is that we host soccer tournaments. And normally when there's a soccer tournament, clubs will have to pay a fee. And what we did with Rise Mzansi and things that we are going to do with Good as well, is that we invite those soccer teams to not pay a fee. The only thing that we require for them is that all their players are registered to vote. And in that way, you are talking to young people in a space that they already enjoy. You are just bringing this side of politics and getting them to participate in politics. And there's many others of those spaces that we, those that are in politics, should be going to make sure that we reach as many young people and get them to participate to vote.
You know, we look at social media. This has been a topic of conversation on many of our interview sessions we've had in the show or on the station for that matter, where, you know, it strengthened, has it strengthened political engagement amongst young people, given its attraction? Or has it encouraged more activism than actual voting?
I think it has encouraged more activism. We haven't gotten to the point yet that it's yielding results in terms of voting. And I think it's up to all of us who have platforms, big platforms on social media, to not only talk to young people about activism, but the more we do that, the more we're going to try and get them to actually vote. And I mean, I have appreciated seeing a lot of even younger political influencers using their own spaces to educate young people, not on party political platforms, but just on their platforms. And I think it's up to working with those people in particular to make sure that they are some of them that encourage young people to participate and vote, because social media does have power, and we need to use the power of social media for positivity and for good.
Indeed. Okay, so that's one avenue we can explore regarding enticing the younger people to go and vote. But there is also the registration status or situation, you could say. Some people only think about voting when election day arrives. So then, can you then put it out there, explain why voter registration is just as important as voting itself, and what should first-time voters know about the registration process?
So voter registration in South Africa, you are allowed to register to vote when you get an ID, which is at 16 years old. And you can only vote when you're 18, but it allows you to be able to register early. And once you are 18, you can be able to vote. It is also now a simple process that you don't necessarily have to wait for the IEC to come into your community. You can go on the IEC's website. You can click where it tells you to register to vote, and you can register. All you need is a copy of your ID that you'll be able to take a photo of or to upload, and you are registered to vote. And I think one of the things that I think young people should support, and I also support, and I've been calling for, and is the fact that we need to get to a point in South Africa where you are automatically registered at 16, because at 16 you are able to get an ID. You should be, Home Affairs has to have a way of linking that to our registration process, because it is also admin to register, and it is money that is spent for registration drives and weekends that could be used rather for political education for young people, for more young people to be able to vote.
As we begin to wrap up our conversation today, Akalile, if every South African between the ages of 18 and 35 listening right now, what would you say to them to really convince them to register and vote? What is your specific message there?
My message to young people is that this is our country. If you are young, you know that you need to work for the future of this country, for your future in this country. And in order for us to be able to work for this country, we have to shape its future as young people. Because voting is not just about putting an X next to a political party. Once you are able to do that, you have the responsibility to shape and influence the politics of the country and the political parties that you will be voting for. And so we cannot let our country, this country, fail. It is up to us young people to make sure that we make this country the best that it could be. And it's only young people that can be able to do that.
Akhlile, we're going to have to leave it there. And thank you for your time and for sharing your insights with us regarding, well, I use the word enticing the younger generation to register and vote in this year's municipal elections and elections thereafter. Akhlile Notwala is a Cape Town councillor, also a social activist, and a unique voice in South African politics through the cooperation between the Good Party and Rise Mzansi. And whether you're passionate about politics or completely fed up with it, one thing remains true. Consider this. The decisions made by leaders affect every aspect of our lives. Voting isn't just about supporting a political party. Consider this. It's about having a voice in the direction of the country. And whilst it's easy to complain about what's not working, democracy only works when people participate. Now, if you're eligible to vote but haven't registered yet, now is the time to make sure your voice counts. Every generation has that opportunity and responsibility to shape history. And this generation is no different. Carol Z says, young people, if you don't vote, you will get the government you don't vote for.